Wisconsin is one of over a dozen states that raised taxes on cigarettes last year and didn't spend the money on anti-smoking efforts. Instead, the $551 million generated from Wisconsin tobacco taxes in 2009 went into the state's general purpose revenue fund. Then some of that money went for prevention efforts. Seth Bofelli is spokesman for Wisconsin's Department of Health. He says a federal grant partially helps fund the quit line, one of many preventive efforts for smoking.
In the previous budget, the governor had included about $14 million, and it got trimmed through the legislative process. But there is some GPR money that does go to support tobacco prevention programming.
Buffelli notes the state's overall smoking rate has dipped below 28%. However, Wisconsin still has a significant number of pregnant women who smoke. Smoke-free Wisconsin director Maureen Buzalaki says more tobacco tax should go towards prevention.
We had two significant increases in the last couple of years, bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars to state government. And in turn, the legislature cut the services to help smokers quit.
At $2.52 per pack, Wisconsin has the sixth highest tobacco tax in the country. According to the State Revenue Department, that tax generates the most of any other excise tax in the state. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.